Hello, this is Barry from Europe Direct Information Centre at the Lanchester Library, and I'm back with another Ask Europe video. And this time I'm joined by Magnus in lovely Sweden. And I think Magnus.
Hello, Barry, and hello, Europe Direct.
Hello,
We're
and I think.
actually, I have actually have an assistant here for the moment.
Hello. How are you? Good. So I'm going to ask some questions all about where you come from. So we'll start. Could you tell us a little bit about exactly where you're from in Sweden and a little bit about it?
Yes, we're from the far south of Sweden. It's called Skåne, and it's quite close to Lund, university city down here. So it's in the far south of Sweden.
And I can see today that you're out for a walk in the lovely forest, so that there's obviously some lovely woodlands around the area.
Absolutely, I think that's one of the beauties with Sweden and one of the best signs, the nature.
Fantastic.
So we try to use that as much as possible, especially in these days.
Excellent. So we'll move on now. Obviously, I work at Blanchardstown Library, so my next question is going to be about books. Could you tell me a little bit about your favourite book from Sweden and why you like it and what's it about a little bit?
Yeah, that was a hard one because I think there's loads of fantastic novels and books written by Swedish authors. But I actually chose one that I think is very important for the moment, and it's written by a Swedish doctor and professor called Hans Rosling, that unfortunately passed away the year before last. Thank you. Perfect. And it's called Factfulness, and it's about basically it shows us how little we know about the world, and it shows us that the world is actually in many ways improving a lot. But I think what we think is that it gets worse, everything, and we get more poor and more gap between rich and poor, and that it gets more people killed in different kind of catastrophes and so on. But he shows us that this is not true. It's actually there's loads of challenges in the world, but we are going in the right direction in many ways, and people are having it better around the world than they did for 30, 40, 50 years ago.
Okay, well, it's nice to see that there's a book with a positive message because at the moment there's a lot of
Absolutely.
negativity around. So nice to see something with something positive. That's fascinating. Thank you. Okay, we'll move on. Now, who is a person from Sweden, past or present, who you admire and why?
That's another very tricky question, but I think I am going to pick one that you would know very well,
Okay.
and probably many around Europe, and it's the author Astrid Lindgren.
Of course.
And I think we've had it very good in Sweden in many ways, and in a country which is very social democratic,
Yes.
which is fantastic in many ways, but it's also, hang on just a second. Internet. Let me pull up that. Right,
That's
sorry.
the joys of working from
I
home.
think she created a great balance from that everybody is to be equal and have exactly the same and the equality. She was a very humanistic and in her very innocent way with her characters showed that it's okay to be different. It's okay to be think differently than everybody else. And I think that has been very important for us.
Okay, that's it. And you're right. When I think of Sweden, I immediately think of the Swedish model and the social democracy, and it's something that comes to mind. That's fantastic. And we certainly have plenty of her books, I think, at the library already.
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Okay, so next, the question that in every video I always say it's my favorite. What could you tell us what your favorite food is from Sweden and
The favorite food from Sweden, it's actually herring. And we have it with fresh potatoes and a bit of butter and salad, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful, especially in the beginning of the summer, the time that's coming now. That's
Excellent.
beautiful.
Fantastic. And I love fish, so I'll have to come to Sweden.
Absolutely, absolutely. So welcome.
Now, so the next question is, apart from your own country, obviously, what is your favorite other European country and why?
Well, I have to say Ireland to that, don't I? And it's not only because I'm biased having an Irish wife, it's also because I think Ireland is in many ways complementing Sweden in many ways. I think Ireland is a little bit more laid back. Irish people tend to be very open and very friendly, and I just love it. I just love it. So Ireland.
Okay, well, that's a great answer, and that's interesting what you say that the two countries complement each other, and we often talk about unity and diversity in Europe, and that's a lovely thing. We have lots of different types of people and cultures, and yet we're all Europeans.
Absolutely.
And that will segue us into the next question, which is obviously about the European Union, because this is the Europe Direct Information Centre. So could you tell me, what do you think has been the main benefits for Sweden in becoming a member of the European Union?
I think for Sweden has been very, very many benefits to be in the European Union. I think one of the biggest and the most obvious is the economics. Sweden is in many ways depending on our export industry, and European Union has been a possibility for us to be able to have the trade industry and export industry as we've had it. So I would say that would be the biggest one. Wow. Thank you.
And a lot of people have told us that economically the European Union has really helped their country, and that's certainly been the case for Ireland. I
Yeah.
mean, the Ireland that I when we joined the Europe to the Ireland now are two very different places. Okay, so we're going to move on now, staying with the European Union. Is there a particular issue you'd like to see the EU focus on in the next 10 years or so?
I think there's many issues, especially now in these corona times and with the financial difficulties many countries are facing. So I think it's many issues with the solidarity, financial stability, with the cooperation to defend democratic values in the European Union. But I think the most important coming 10, 15 years will be the Green Deal, to not forget about the Green Deal, to work together to make it financially beneficiary to be environmental friendly and for those companies to blossom.
Absolutely, and obviously the European Green Deal was published, and as I've mentioned in previous videos, our last major conference for Europe Direct was about the climate emergency. So, obviously it's a huge issue. Okay, so we've two questions left. So the next one is, I've never been to Sweden. It's a place I'd love to visit. So if I'm coming for the first time, where should I go? What should I not miss?
Well, as I said in the beginning, I think the Swedish nature is what I think you should aim for, and there's loads of places that's absolutely beautiful. I would go. Of course, we're down from Skåne here. In the east of Skåne is an area called Österlen, and it's lovely walks along the seaside in nature, kind of like this,
Okay.
but also with hills and the the sea on the side. So I would say Österlen, the area, is also having loads of artists that have, especially in the summertime, their galleries open, so you can go around in fantastic culinary restaurants and little cafes and so on. So I would say that area would be what I would suggest.
That sounds fantastic, because so often when we go to countries like Sweden, everyone goes to the capital, to Stockholm, and they don't see anywhere else. So. Okay, and the final question, and I like to have a little bit of fun with the last question. So what... And you have some help. Okay, so
right,
can you tell
final
us
question, a bit of fun.
What is a stereotype about Sweden, and is it true?
Well, that's obviously the restricted, very stiff Swedish person that is extremely hard to get in contact with and get connection with. And I think it's not really a coincidence that Sweden is the only country nearly in the Western world that doesn't has had to do the lockdown, because we're world champions in social distancing. it's quite true in many ways, I would say, yes.
Okay, well, I think, though, you've been the proof that maybe it's not completely true.
We're working on it.
Well, listen, that was absolutely fantastic, Magnus. Thank you so much for speaking to me. And I'm sure everybody's going to really enjoy listening to you to speaking about lovely Sweden. So thank you so much.
Not at all. All the best to Denmark as well.
Okay, Denmark is next, yes. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.